一个小时。
KEAFGW 吗？真的。NADMH, KEAFGW, call home. This is Kilo White Fox Julie Whiskey, 430 repeater. KEAFGW, Monica.
Morning, Brad. Mitch.
Oh, there you are. Yeah, morning. It's a beautiful morning up here.
Yeah, I'm going to call today the calm before the impending doom storm.
Oh, yeah. It's growing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Makes me want to avoid town at all costs.
Oh, yeah, the 4th of July parade, yep, that's that too, so, yeah. Yeah, we're going to probably go to our usual spot there, usually sit at the Chris station. That's pretty much the beginning of it. Then from there, we go back home.
Well, that's convenient. Yep, I'm basically just kind of, unfortunately, I kind of do have to go into town. I get cat food and coffee creamer and cat litter. We don't have either of those things. And not having coffee creamer, I mean, I was able to survive. The other half was not exactly thrilled.
Okay, I was going to say. I drink my coffee black, so I don't do creamer.
It doesn't matter to me either way. I'll drink it with creamer or without it. It's coffee still.
Yeah, that's for sure. So, yeah, your employer there, they expanded up to, I guess your ex-employer, past employer, the Cherry Republic, expanded up there in Mac City. So that was kind of neat. It's definitely smaller than the one down there.
Yeah, actually, my former assistant manager is actually the general manager of that store. It's kind of funny how that works out.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's neat. So, she moved up to Mac City?
Yeah, she moved up there. From what I understand, it was a decent enough pay bump that it made sense.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, for sure. You definitely have to pay someone good to move up somewhere. Yeah, very good.
Yeah, I'd have to visit the location. So, maybe one of these days. I'm not up in Mackinac City that often, so it's not like I can just run up there.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a drop for you. Maybe one of those activations or something for the bridge walk or the ship museum thing there. You can probably go up there and visit.
Yeah, it's an entirely a possibility. But, yeah. So did you get your machine figured out, or do you still need a little bit of guidance?
As of right now, I think it's working fine. So I think it's actually better than what I was doing. So so I think we're doing good. There might be some changes, though, if we could probably do. I thought we could do the voice ID. That would be kind of neat and make and probably change that around a little bit. And I think it does the time, too, so that would be kind of neat. But other than that, I think it's fine.
Okay. Are you using Ham VoIP, or did you go with ASL too?
Well, tell you the truth, I really don't know what's on it. So, our version on that one link I sent the guys there. That's what I'm using. Where that guy installed on the PC there.
Okay. Either one's fine. It's just they're built a little bit differently, and the Ham VoIP one's got a bit more of, you know, like other optional features added to it already, but it doesn't have the radio USB driver or the USB radio driver. Well, it's got it, but it doesn't have the tuning utility. So you just kind of have to play with all the things until it sounds okay. And you don't get, like, a meter or anything to tell you what your audio is and everything going in. So anyway. Brian, I got to go. I got a phone call. I need you.
That sounds good. Yep, I do have I did see that in there, so I can see what my audio is doing, so to adjust all the levels. So, okay, take your phone call. See you in a bit. KEAFGW.
KFAENF monitoring.
N8MJL mobile.
KFAENF testing.
KE8FGW monitoring. She was saying, great. Okay. Good morning.
KFAENF testing.
You're loud and clear, last station. KE8FGW.
Thanks for that, FJW. Tuned up a new mobile radio, well, an old mobile radio with new 2-meter frequencies for my new ticket. So just testing out if I can hit them reliably or not. Thank you for that.
Oh, very good. So, yep, you're making it into one of the repeaters down there, so.
Thanks for that. Have a great day. KFAENF, clear.
Thank you. You too. 73 KE8FJW. Happy 4th of July. KE8FJW, I'm monitoring.
KE8SPW, Moran.
N8APX, Marine Mobile.
Well, how is it out there in the lake? A little choppy with the winds?
I don't know. I am at the mouth of the Sheboygan River, anchored. Been here since about 3:30 or so. Swimming, having a few beverages, and soaking up some sunshine.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun. We're up here in Moran at Ron's old place, having a cookout with Arlene. Andy, my son, come up, and so we did a few chores for Arlene around here, and we just got back. We went for a ride on the Gator, the ATV, and went down some of the trails and toured around, stopped at a fish store, got some jerky and something to drink. Just had a good all-around time. Nice and cool up here, 73 degrees.
Oh, man, that's beautiful. That's gorgeous temperature. It's probably about 80 or so out here in the sunshine. But when you get too warm, you just take a dip in the lake and life is good.
There you go. Well, I got my HF antenna back up. I folded dipole and raised up the ends, getting things settled there. Christy's been building all sorts of flower beds and planting. And we got a garden going. We're making up for the last 6 years of missing stuff. First it was moving, then COVID, and then her illness. Boy, she's been like a white tornado. She's been throwing around topsoil bags, 40-pound bags, like they're nothing.
Oh, I believe it. Got to make up for lost time, no doubt about that. That's awesome. Definitely an awesome story to hear. From where you guys were to where you are now, it's just amazing.
Yep, it is. So, 43 years we've been together. Or at least married. Hi. Alrighty, just testing the radio here. I left one radio hooked up still and got one antenna up so in case we hit bad weather or something. I always want something I can get on the air with here. So I guess it's working.
I'd say so. You sound good in the machine. I assume you're probably on the 1-1. Based on courtesy tones I'm hearing. But to me, I wouldn't know that you weren't on the 7-4 and standing right next to me. So, well, we'll let you get back to what you're doing. I'm going to go reach in the cooler for another cold one and keep enjoying this short summer we get. Hi.
Yeah, really, don't blink. All right, 7-3, enjoy your day. Good hearing from you, Adam. Talk with you later. KSPW.
Likewise, sir. Happy 4th to you and yours. 7-3, N8APX.
K8SPW, Moran. I guess this one works, too.
This is N8JTQ Mobile monitoring.
Happy 4th there, Joe. NAJTQ, NAJTQ, Marine Mobile.
Is that you there, Adam, NAJTX?
Yeah, affirm. I'm coming through all right. I'm currently motorboating along the Sheboygan River right now on a portable.
How fun is that, buddy? That's nice. You dropped out a little bit there. I'm just coming out of Mackinac City right now. We were in eastern UP today just driving around.
Ah, gotcha. That sounds like a good time. Well, I've been out sitting at the entrance of the Sheboygan River on Mullet Lake, baking in the sun and drinking cold beverages all day. So that's been my excitement.
It's pretty darn exciting because I don't hear you saying stuff like that very often. usually go man goes, so that's all right. Yeah, we stopped and had dinner there in St. Ignace, and we're on our way back home, and then I'll have my cold beverage when I get home. But, we went up to Fibron today, and we kind of knew it was there, but had no idea where it was at. So we spent the afternoon looking around the old quarry, NHATQ Mobile.
Yeah, Roger. That sounds like a good day well spent, without a doubt. I'm normally good for a couple of UP trips every year or every summer, and I haven't had one yet. So I'm long overdue.
Well, why don't you just wind up that Marine Mobile and just shoot over there right now?
One of these days I'm going to. We moved up in the world in our boating space this year. I got one that can finally handle the Great Lakes now. So at least once I want to take it over to Mackinac Island just to say I did it.
That's great, Adam. Fantastic. Yep, but yeah, don't go to the island today because there probably isn't a slip or a bare spot to land a darn thing.
No, I doubt it. I couldn't even barely find a place to put the boat in today here in Sheboygan. I had to launch it one of my least favorite places. It's about a half mile walk from where you park your car at. So, yeah, it's busy down here, that's for sure.
Coming up the river there, going through Indian River. And they were lined up like planes trying to land at O'Hare. So I imagine it's probably going to still be the same when we go across. So, hey, we'll let you get back at it there. Don't break the fun barrier, you guys. And good talking to you. And it's nice to be able to get into this particular repeater. NHATQ Mobile.
All right, Joe. It was good to hear from you. Hope you guys have a good rest of your course, and we'll catch you later on down the beach. Safe travels the rest of your way. 7-3 for now, and 8-8.
N8MJO Mobile.